This is Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Hi, this is Christy McBee of Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, we're the Dolly Rods. I'm Kelly.
I'm Louis.
Merry Ho-Ho, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Solstice, or whatever happens in the winter. We love you.
This is Jimmy Jameson of Survivor.
This is Phil Jensen. You're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas Podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is part of the third annual Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown. For the next 5 days, I'll be reposting previous episodes, the top 10 most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the sixth of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st and at least one brand new podcast episode here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it, so if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I tried.
Number 5 is alive.
5
Number 5.
The fifth most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast was the last episode released in 2024 and the second of 3 new episodes on this year's countdown. This episode was posted on December 31st and it was simply me giving my thanks for everyone that listened to this podcast and my wish for you for a happy new year. Happy New Year, and thank you for an amazing 2024. I feel like I've been saying thank you a lot lately, but I really want to convey how grateful I am that you continue to listen to the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. And honestly, if you weren't listening, there's a good chance I wouldn't still be doing this. For the station, I don't know that we broke any records this year, and to be honest, with more people than ever listening on their phones, tablets, and other devices, and with security improvements made to protect your privacy, we have the highest percentage ever of listeners in unknown areas. In fact, unknown has more listeners than most. There are only 5 countries with more: United States, Canada, Germany, United Kingdom, and India. And I wouldn't be surprised if Unknown didn't hit the number one spot in the next couple years. Afghanistan, Romania, Ukraine, and Australia round out the top 10, if you're interested. I'm not bragging, and I hope it doesn't sound like I am. Frankly, these days, when it's easier than ever to make a Christmas music playlist, I'm so grateful and even humbled that so many seem to return to the Sounds of Christmas year after year. And since the station is on all year long, so many continue to listen long after the traditional season has wrapped up. And the geographic particulars aren't that important, at least not to me. I started the Sounds of Christmas back in 2007, hoping to share my love of Christmas and Christmas music with any who might be interested. And it's beyond gratifying to know that as I wrap up the 18th season, people are still sharing at least part of the season with me, no matter what state or what country they're in. I'm recording this in the afternoon on New Year's Eve in Florida. And while I'm doing that, I'm listening to Christmas Calling, Jolly Jones by Norah Jones, along with listeners in Houston, Texas, Hayward, California, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Toronto, Germany, Portugal, and France, just to name a few. And I think that's pretty cool. I'm just so appreciative of everyone that takes the time to spend even just a little of this very special season with me. So thank you for listening. And while traditional radio stations have already put away their Christmas music, the Sounds of Christmas is still on, playing the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Except, as you probably know, when October rolls around and we switch to Halloween music for the month. I'm also grateful for the support you've given to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I believe this is our 241st episode as we near the end of our fourth year. Like the Sounds of Christmas station, I wasn't sure that anyone else would be interested in listening to me talk about Christmas music, but I thought I'd give it a shot, and I owe you a tremendous amount of thank yous for listening to and downloading so many episodes, especially during the past year as we crossed the 250,000 download mark. Last year at this time, I mentioned several awards that the Sounds of Christmas podcast received and lists we made for top Christmas music podcasts. I don't think that's something I want to do again, as it just feels like bragging. I'm definitely thrilled to have the Sounds of Christmas podcast recognized like this, but it's pretty amazing to be around so many other terrific Christmas podcasts. And I hope if you check any of the top Christmas podcast lists, and you can just Google top Christmas podcasts, if you want, you might find me there, but you'll also find a bunch of other really good Christmas podcasts, and I hope you'll check those out too. I'm pretty sure you'll find some that you like. Really, all I can say is wow, and thank you. That's the fifth most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with number four. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. So you can just click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and then you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.